Dreamscape presents Third Chances by Ivy Smoke. Narrated by Vanessa Edwin and Connor Crace.
Prologue. Rob. She was sitting in her usual spot. The sun slanting through the trees made shadows dance all around her. My breathing slowed. Every time I saw her, it was like seeing her beauty again for the first time. I stopped and put my hands on my knees, pretending to catch my breath. My eyes stayed fixed on her as the breeze fluttered in her hair. God, I wanted my hands in that hair. I wanted to taste her lips. I wanted to feel the softness of her skin. She closed her book and ran her fingers through her hair. She turned her head toward me, but I couldn't tell if she was actually looking at me. The sunglasses she wore always hid her eyes. I quickly pulled my phone out of my pocket and pretended to change the song. Even though I didn't listen to music when I ran, my earphones were always connected to my phone. I liked that it looked like I was listening to music. That way no one would disturb me. I didn't like to be bothered when I was running. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw her pull a notebook out of her backpack. The shadows danced across her face again as she bit the tip of her pen. It was impossible not to stare. She was the opposite of me, transfixed by whatever she was working on. She always seemed completely focused. It was alluring. I told myself if I ever ran into her at a bar, I'd talk to her. But I couldn't do it here. Not while she was sitting there studying in the grass peacefully. She looked so in tune with herself. I couldn't make myself ruin this perfect moment. My world was chaos. I wouldn't pull her into that unless I could lock eyes with her. I could tell from just a glance if a girl wanted me. This girl was always wearing sunglasses. She bit the tip of her pen again. Fuck me. I could feel myself getting hard. That was not going to work in athletic shorts. My phone lit up in my hands and Penny's name flashed across the screen. It was not weird at all to sit here and people watch while I talked to my future sister-in-law. It was a perfect excuse to stare at the beautiful woman in the grass. Usually, I didn't have a good reason. I pulled my earphones out and swiped my finger across the screen. Hey, baby, what's up?
Hey to you, too. Why are you so out of breath?
She was so desensitized by my teasing that it barely even affected her anymore. I needed to come up with a better term of endearment than baby. Maybe sugar tits would get a rise out of her next time? I cleared my throat. I was just exercising.
Ew.
I laughed.
Ew.
What?
Did I just interrupt you? You know.
Jerking off? No. Do you want me to be?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?